Jesus. One of the reasons is I find Jesus here. The other reason is I find you here. So you get you and Jesus together, we can have a Holy Ghost time. Hallelujah. Glory. Isn't it wonderful to walk with the Lord? Don't you love your walk with God? Hallelujah. Turn around and tell somebody, you say, I'm so glad you're here tonight. Don't lie to them. Now, don't lie. If you're not glad that they're here, then we want to cast the devil out of you, okay? Glory. Give Jesus a hand clap. Glory. Praise Jesus in the name of God. I don't know if any of you feel like I do or not, but I feel like looking at 2023 and saying, thank God I made it. You know, just, I believe some of us has come through 2022 simply because of the grace of God. The miraculous power of God. Now, there would be nothing wrong if we would have went to heaven in 2022. If you're like most people, most of us have, you know, had to tell quite a few friends and family this past year or two, I'll meet you in the morning. But thank God he still got us here for divine purpose. And we are going to make it count. I said this a few days ago, I refuse to walk in to 2023 grumbling and complaining about one trial that I had in 2022. Because of God's grace, I am an overcomer. Because of God's grace, His grace is sufficient. Because of God's grace, we are here and we're going to make it count. Give him a shout of victory. I was going to say that was your passport to go on and sit down. But you've done that so good, I want you to do it again. Let's get it stamped twice. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, there's just something about the voice of the children of God when they shout to God with them. You can be seen. There's just something about it. There's got to be something in the voice of shouting to God, because when that bunch shouted to him back there in the Old Testament, the walls of a city came down. Yes, sir. So it had some kind of effect. Yes, praise the Lord. Well, you're looking at me like, what are we going to do tonight? And I might look back at you the very same way. Why? Because we're all in this together. This, you know, it's not just a preacher thing. It's not just a prophet, apostle, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. But it's a body of Christ. There's some things God has set in the church. Not just in the evangelist or the teacher, the pastor, the prophet, the apostle, but there's some things God has set in the church. And I may believe we want to get into those things. The gifts of the Spirit. Don't you love the gifts of the Spirit?
Amen.
Don't you love the signs, wonders, and miracles? I may read a scripture in a few minutes, but just, you know, how many of you have been seeing that little slogan or whatever? You may have shared it. I might have. I don't think I did. But I'm no longer looking for the signs. I'm listening for the trumpet. When I first read that, it sounded pretty good. But I got to reading it again and again, and I thought, wait a minute, this is not quite right. Because I want both.
Amen.
You know, as long as there is time, there will be signs of the times.
Yes, sir.
So I come to the conclusion, you know, there's a... If you preach or a firm believer in signs, wonders, and miracles, people will often accuse you of being a sign seeker. Oh, they're just seeking a sign, and a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But some of us are not seeking signs. We are just so thrilled that we recognize them. Aren't you glad that you recognize even the signs of the time? But I want God to talk to us tonight. I really do. There's some things I want to share, and I don't want you to think I am a doomsday preacher. But how many believe doomsday is coming for some people? Like it or not. I mean, it's there's some woes that's coming. But aren't you glad you're not of that crowd? I mean, we're in this world, but we're not of it. But God has been really dealing with me. He wants us to rejoice over the blessings, but He wants us to be wise at what the devil's doing. I believe there's a victory for the children of God, total victory. How many believes there's total victory? But there is a darkness in the land. Now, how many of you can, I know for just a few short more hours here, we're still in 2022. But how many believe 2022 has, there's been some darkness in 2022. I mean, and actually, there's been some gross darkness in 2022. And if we can catch a glimpse of all that, then we will recognize what God's kept us from. You know, when Moses went down to Egypt, the same rod, the same shepherd's staff that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt is the same staff that brought judgment on the land. I firmly believe that God wants us to walk in a greater victory than we've ever known. A greater victory. I don't know if I'd had this experience before I was here last, but it's certainly fitting to share. But, and some of you know how God deals with me in dreams and visions. And that's how we were connected with Sister Billy Brim. Actually, through that connection, connected here to this area. But I was awakened in the night. Well, I looked at the clock. It was such an abrupt awakening. Spirit of God woke me up, and it was so quick. I looked at the clock, and it was 3:16 in the morning. And I felt an urgency, strong urgency, to pray for a preacher. And I'm sure every one of you would know the name if I called it. Most anybody around the world would know the name. But I felt this strong urgency to pray for him. And so actually when I was awakened, I was really praying for him as I woke up and his family. And after about an hour, I had another suddenly. I didn't get out of bed. I wasn't screaming. I was just laying there praying with just this spirit of urgency. How many believe there is a spirit of urgency that we're sensing from time to time now? And travailing in the spirit should not be a far and distant characteristic of the church. Travailing in the spirit. So I started praying. Well, after about an hour, I had another quick suddenly. I heard a voice come into the room. It was so strong. It wasn't just an impression. I heard it. And this voice said, "Blessed beyond measure. Blessed beyond measure." I looked at the clock. And it was 4:19, exactly 1 hour and 3 minutes after I was awakened to start praying. In fact, when I was first awakened to pray, and I looked at the clock and saw it was 3:16, at that time, I wasn't even thinking about John 3:16. The Lord brought that in later and blessed beyond measure. And I thought, God, how can we be blessed beyond measure? Pastor, if somebody gives you $5, it's a blessing, but it's a measure. If somebody gives you $1,000,000, blessing, but it can be measured. And I thought, God, how can you bless your people beyond measure? Beyond measure. He said, because I'm the one that can fill your cup to an overflow. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, I'm the one that can cause you to pour out an endless supply. That lady that poured that oil out in the Old Testament, remember her sons? Well, I just said, what have you got in the house? She said, nothing. But she poured out an endless measure. It did not come to an end. The word says, and the oil stayed. As long as she was pouring, there was a blessing beyond measure. Thank God 100-fold, but how many believes there's something beyond that? The scriptures are not to limit God with. Yes, some 60, some 100, 30. But yet, there is a blessing exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. Somebody's voice says, I want Jesus to come to my house in 2023. I want him to take over. Glory be to God in the highest. So, it's already getting hard to speak in English, and I ain't even read a scripture yet. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you out of my heart tonight some things that God's been sharing with me. And like I say, when I start reading, you're going to think, uh-oh, we're having a doomsday service on New Year's Eve. That won't work. But if you'll hang around with me long enough, some curses might get broken. Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. Woo! Glory to God in the highest. We've got to start. I'm going to use a term. It may not be the best term, but for communication purposes, I'm going to use it. We've got to start learning how. I was going to say to fight the devil ourselves, but we've got to learn how to defeat the devil for ourselves. We need something. Now, I said I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but sometimes we need something more than a prophecy. Sometimes we need something more than hands laid upon us. Sometimes I may be in a place, even in my home, and ain't nobody there to give me a prophecy, nobody there to anoint me with oil. Are you ready? And the devil may show up, and I've got to conquer that buzzard for myself. Amen. Glory. Listen, I believe he wants us to walk in total victory. Not just a Sunday morning victory. Not just a victory when we feel good. But if we've got to push ourselves to get out of bed, we can do it joyfully and cheerfully through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is in Zechariah. I know we don't read much in Zechariah. We don't preach much in Zechariah. But we're going to tonight. The 14th chapter. Now, this is talking about the return of the Lord and him returning to the Mount of Olives, the mountain cleaving when he sets his foot down upon it. And it's talking about just an end time happening. But how many believe we are in the end times now? Now, if you're afraid of that word, then we'll put it this way. We are in a latter-day dispensation right now. So I'm going to read two verses, verse 6 and 7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall be, that the light shall not be clear nor dark. Now catch it. It shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. If you just read that, it would almost sound like a riddle. How many of you looked out the window early this morning and that fog? I mean, we got up kind of early and went to get some health food at McDonald's. And it was so foggy, we couldn't hardly see the entrance into the parking lot. It was dreary looking. He said, now, at that time, it shall come to pass at that day. Now, let's do away with the 24-hour period. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. At this latter day age, at this latter day period, it'll be a day, a time, a dispensation that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be a day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. God's really been speaking to me out of this. If there's going to be a cloudy, light day, what's trying to darken it? What's trying to cloud up that day? How many has ever had something to, an old negative thought to try to cloud your day? To try to make it kind of dreary and depressing. It's as if there are spirits on the loose in this hour of time to try to cloud up our day. Now there's some things that's coming up on the land. That as children of God, it don't have to affect us. Just because it's sweeping across a nation, it don't have to come to our household. A thousand may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it don't have to come nigh our dwelling. Psalms 113 says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. It's as if there's things trying to... See, we're in this world, but we're not of it. Let me go this route and see if I can't do it kind of like maybe a little drama almost. It's as if the sun raised up in the east. How many believes the sun comes up every morning to the natural eye? It raises up in the east and it travels across land and sea, covering every island, every continent, and it moves all the way into the natural eye. Then it starts setting in the west. Yeah. Have you noticed civilization moved the same way? The oldest civilization in the world is around Mesopotamia, Kuwait and that area. And civilization has traveled just like with the sun, westward. But that's not all. How many believe the gospel of the kingdom rose up in the east, and it, the gospel of the kingdom moved westward. Yes, sir. Here's another example. All right. From that little upper room in Jerusalem, some years later, that same Holy Spirit took a leap from in that area up to Germany and raised up a man, Martin Luther, and he stood against some of the teachings. Then it moved across the English Channel and raised up John Wesley. Then it moved across the great Atlantic Ocean and hit first over here in a little place not far from Murphy, North Carolina. Then it kept going west, Topeka, Kansas, kept going west to Los Angeles, California, where the Azusa Revival started. It's like the sun raising up in the east, moving westward. Are you hearing me right now? And if it goes so far west, what will it do? It can do nothing but end up right back where it started. I'm going to inject this right here. Israel, don't be weary. Your time's coming. It's coming back to Israel. Right, but glory. But look here, as it moves westward, then what does it do? At evening time, it starts casting a shadow upon the land at evening time. that sun will cast her shadow upon the land. And what is it? We say the sun is going down. Well, what? It's announcing the close of another calendar day. Are you hearing me right now? It's as if spiritually, this light, this day that will be neither clear nor dark, it's casting a shadow upon the nations of the world. Perplexity of nations. Governments being shaken. Are you still hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's casting a shadow upon the world's economy.
Yes,
sir. But it don't have to cast a shadow. Upon the righteous seed of God that's anchored in the Word of God. Glory. Let's take a praise break for a minute. We're going someplace with this. Go ahead. Glory to God in the highest. Holy Ghost presence. When that sun moves across the land, what does it do? It strikes the seed that's in the earth, and vegetation starts coming forth and it starts producing. Same thing spiritually. This sun moving across the earth cast a seed. That's what happened to Paul on the Damascus Road. He wasn't serving God, but when that great light shined upon him, that seed that was in Paul started coming forth. The seed. So there shall be light. Say it with me. There shall be light in the evening time. Where is this darkness coming from that's being cast upon the land, shaking economy systems? You know very good and well the U.S. economy is being shaken right now. Government are being shaken right now. It's as if there's a shadow being cast upon it. But David said, I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous seed of God forsaken or out begging for bread.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the name. Come on and say it. I prophesy plenty in my house. He said he would give seed to the sower. Glory to God. So what's casting this shadow? One thing that's casting this shadow is some spiritual wickedness. Spiritual. It's spiritual and it's wicked. Trying to cast a shadow upon us. Saying, you can't get a healing. You're not good enough. Trying to make your day dreary. Trying to blind you from any ray of hope. You can't get healed. Look at the people that's died with the same thing you've got. I refuse to let the shadows of this world. I refuse to allow the dark shadows of spiritual wickedness to give me a dreary day. Glory. Miracles. This healing and miracles. He only gave that to the original 12. Well, if that were true, then you know what? That's what they say. He only gave it to the original 12. Well, if that be true, I still got it made. Because one of them was a devil, and if they got it, then surely to God there's hope for me. So either way, I'm going to shout over it. You know how they'll say, well, he just gave it to them and it all died off. It's not today. Trying to cast an evening shadow.
Yeah.
False teachers.
That's right.
You can't have that spirit. There is nothing to this speaking in tongues. That was just for them. Listen, Jesus Christ, the same. Oh, when I start getting excited, I start getting ahead of myself. How can you get ahead of yourself? By letting your spirit get raptured. I mean, glory. This darkness, the Bible said darkness will cover the earth.
Yes, it did.
There's no way around that. It will cover the earth. Yeah. And a gross darkness, the people. But listen, there's another scripture that says, and the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth. Yeah. The darkness may cover their earth, but not this one. Go lay your hand on your forehead and say, the darkness is not covering this earth. He said, the knowledge of the Lord shall cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. Glory to God. It got, what happened? He went down to judge the gods of Egypt, and a dark shadow started being cast upon Egypt. But do you know what? That darkness could not get into the house of those little Jews. Glory. It got in the house of the Egyptian. But this revival that God is wanting to birth, it's going to, now don't misunderstand me. If we don't have the ministry of the prophet, the apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, we don't have all of what we need to reach perfection.
Amen.
They're given for the perfecting of the saints. And so don't think I'm doing away with that. But this revival, this time, it's not just coming to a big tent. It's not just coming to a brush arbor. It's not just coming to a storefront building. It's not just coming to some cathedral. This revival is coming into the homes of the redeemed of the Lord. Woo! And it's going to shake every member of the household. Glory to God. That lady needed a move of God in her home when the creditors come banging on the door. It wasn't in some synagogue. It wasn't in the tent back there in the Old Testament. She said, the creditors have been knocking on the door of my house. Where did the prophet tell her to start pouring out? When he asked her, tell me, what have you got in your house? She said, the handmaiden hath not anything save a pot of oil. He said, you get those vessels and bring them into your house. You're going to do some pouring out of some oil in your house in a big time way. Glory. Come on and say, Jesus wants to come to my house. Holy Ghost revival wants to come to my house. Ooh. You can sit there if you want to. But I ain't letting you out of this building tonight unless you first get on a Holy Ghost drunk. So you might as well start praising the Lord now. Praise break. Hallelujah. Some people think to be saved, it's almost like they think of the fruits of the Spirit and the signs of the anointing. I must be a Christian. I've been fighting devils all day long. I must be saved. The devil's been giving me a fit. Some way, somehow, we should be giving the devil a fit. How'd this thing get turned around so much? The devil's been fighting me all day long. Well, he can't do that much as long as he's under your feet. Don't let circumstance cast an evening shadow on your victory. There has been so many deaths, even close. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with going to heaven. But so many of them seems untimely, very untimely. I've got a cousin that lives in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and he lost his brother, his only full brother, last year. A little bit before that, he lost one of his sons, and then last year he lost his dad. And then got word day after Christmas that he had passed away. And his son is married to William Branham's granddaughter. And just they worked up there and known that ministry over the years. But just so many are going. And guess what? Everybody's not going to go by the way of the grave.
Amen.
Those which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord. So this darkness is coming from spiritual wickedness. God would heal you if you just live a better life. I thought it was His goodness that healed me, not mine. I'm not saying just leave me, you go ahead, but I am saying God knows your heart, so you're free from condemnation if you're under the blood. But this case is so hard. Medical science has not even got a cure. I'm not going to allow the limitations of medical science to cast this evening time shadow and dreary my day. I'm not going to. Now he said, we're speaking of the day that Zechariah, he said, there's going to be light in the evening time. So what else is bringing this darkness besides the spiritual wickedness in high places? You ready? Rulers of the darkness of this world. Trying to cast a shadow. Trying to take the freedom. Trying to divide the body of Christ. Political system. Are you with me right now? Trying to cast a dark shadow. Glory. But thank God Zechariah said, there shall be light. In the evening time, when the sun's going down on the world, and all the things that they put their trust in are giving them no hope. Suddenly those false teachers are giving them no hope. Suddenly the governments are giving them no hope. It's as if the false religious teachers of spiritual wickedness in high places wanted us to worship them. Some priest or whatever. And then government leaders wanting our dependency on them. But there shall be light. The sun is going down on the world system. It's going down on the Babylonian system. Glory. But if there's going to be light in the evening time, then you can rest assured God's got a prosperity for His people. Oh. When this world's sun is casting a shadow upon all the world economies, glory to God. And I told you, it might sound like a doomsday message, but for the righteous, the Bible said the righteous shall shine. Glory to the name of the Lord. Praise be unto God. If man can cast this dark shadow to take our hope, to steal our hope, to bring this dreary cloud of depression, then if there's going to be light in the evening time, who's going to bring that light? The Lord has been bringing back so strongly that vision that I had in 2008, that amber vision. That light that was coming on in the midst of darkness. I'm going to tell you, from what I'm seeing in the Word, and I've been seeing this for a long time, there is a great move of healing. The greatest move of healing has never taken place yet. The greatest move of healing was not in Catherine Kuhlman's meeting. Wasn't, and that was a great healing move. I mean, people got healed standing in line, waiting to get into the meeting before the doors opened. Catherine Kuhlman, Brother Norval Hayes told me, he said, Catherine Kuhlman told him, said, Brother Norval, any place that I'm preaching and you want to come, you come to the back door, and gave him a little something, card or something, and said, if the building is packed, we'll find a chair for you if we have to go out and buy one and bring it in. Said, you will always have space in my mind. And the healings, I mean, way up in those balconies, without laying hands on them, you're in the third balcony up. God's healing you right now as you're taking that brace off. Oh, one of the greatest is yet to come. I don't believe the greatest was in William Branham's meeting. And yet they were great healings. Lord, Demas Shatarian's mama dying with cancer. And he was the one that founded the Full Gospel Businessmen. Remember back when it was going strong. Brother Branham didn't know those folks. But a Western Union telegram had come in from a man by the name of Demas Shatarian. Brother Branham didn't know who that was. They owned the biggest dairy, I think it was, in California at that time. And the prayer request had come in. His mom was dying with cancer. He didn't know who they were. Came in a Western Union, said, I want you to go to those people. He had no idea who they were. And when he got there, made arrangements to go, set up an appointment. When he got there, the doctor was at the house and met him at the door. It was as if the evening shadow had been cast. And he was there, and the doctor answered the door. The doctor was there at the house. And Brother Branham introduced himself, and the doctor said, now, I've prepared the family. They're upstairs. There's no hope for their mama. Nothing medical at all can take care of this. Said, now, don't go up there and give them false hope. She's dying, and I prepared them for her departure. He goes upstairs, and there's Demas Shatarian and his sister and the mom laying there dying. Brother Branham got down beside the bed and prayed a little simple prayer and got up. He said, God just told me that he's going to raise her up in 3 days, totally healed. Well, that daughter went to screaming and shouting and praising God. The doctor come running in there and said, Reverend Branham, I told you not to give them any false hopes. I had them prepared for her departure, and you come in here giving them false hope. Damien Shakarian stood up. He said, Doctor, we thank you for everything that you've done, but you can give us no hope. This man has walked in and given us some hope. Don't take the only hope that we've been given. In 3 days, God raised her up totally healed. I mean, and those miracles, I don't really believe that was, all those were a foretaste of what was coming. Oral Roberts, we was listening to some old tapes the other day, and one of them was singing, Only Believe. All things are possible, only believe. And that was the song that that man would sing just before he would move in to that great healing manifestation. And Jack Cole, his song was, I know that even through the lattice he beholdeth even me. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. That was a song that it seemed like he'd always sing when the anointing came in. Brother A.A. Allen, that song, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Seemed like they all had a song that would usher them into that move. And there was all the miraculous. Lord, the way Brother Jacko, that lady come through the line, and he saw that thing on her face, and he started saying, how long, and he's doing this to her face, how long have you had that thing there? She told him how many years. She said, it's cancer, and it's been there so many years. He kept going like this. He said, well, it's not on your face anymore. It just fell off in my hand. But I believe there's a greater healing move. Listen, when the children of Israel left Egypt, there was not one feeble one of that nation. The Bible speaks of another nation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. If God brought that natural nation out and there wasn't one sick one amongst them, how much more is he going to do for this holy nation of believers out of every kindred, nation, and tongue? They didn't have... I'm not preaching against prayer lines. I'm not preaching against laying on of hands. But I am preaching Jesus wants to come to our house. If there wasn't one feeble one amongst them when they come out, they must have had a divine visitation in their home. Look, where was the blood applied? To the doorpost and the lintel. Death came down every street and every avenue. It came down like a rampage. But when it saw the blood, it could not come in where they were. Glory. Come on and say it. God wants to bring great things under my roof. God wants to perform the miraculous under my roof. Glory to you. But I've got to be faithful. I've got to be faithful to the cause of Christ. Without the prophet, the apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, if I'm missing one of them, I've only got 4/5 of what it takes to bring the perfection. There shall be light. There shall be light in the evening time. So we see the sun as it's traveled and it's moved from the east to the west. Then it starts setting, making her announcement. the closing of another calendar day. The closing of another calendar year. Saying this day is over. The sun is casting her evening shadow and bringing some things to a close. He cast a shadow upon Pharaoh and his army when that sea came raging over them. He was announcing the close of something. Glory. You know what? There's going to be a closing to corrupt governments regardless of what party it is. There's going to be a closing to the religious Babylonian system that's tried to shut up the kingdom of victory. Glory. There's coming a closing for the spirit of poverty. Woo! Glory to God in the religious dark theology. That would rather you be the borrower than the lender. The devil working through that. Devil working through these people with this spiritual wickedness. Religious, spiritual. Why? If you always have to be the borrower, then you're always going to be the servant to somebody.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Unless you always have to buy it on credit. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That's that dark shadow. The Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender. Come on and say it. God's breaking some curses with this message. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, hallelujah. If I don't walk into 2023, there's some people that they'd rather, and nothing wrong with this, there's some people that would rather walk in, they'll do it tonight. I might even do it over in the motel room, I don't know. There's some people that would rather be dancing, shouting, and leaping, and running when the hand on that clock, when both of those hands hit 12. But you know, I'd rather walk into 2023 with a sharp two-edged sword. Glory to the... I'd rather walk into it knowing, you know, it's one thing to have the sword, but it's another thing to know how to use it. Go ahead and say it. It takes a steady hand of faith to operate with the sword of the Spirit. Hemi's got some family members that you'd love to see the devil cast out of them. Now don't sit there and look at me like you ain't got a family member like that. We're all more alike than we are different. Young or old, some children that you are believing God that the chains of hell is going to be broken off their life. Hallelujah. Glory to the name. I don't want to always be the borrower. If we can be the lender and not the borrower, it sounds like there are some areas that God wants me to be the head and not the tail end. God does not always want us to live a life to where the mortgage company is controlling us. The credit card company is controlling us. You're either listening real good or you're bored to sleep. I believe you're listening. God wouldn't have this continual flow coming forth like this if we wasn't. So if in the evening time, this time, when the Lord is ready, I've got to where I'm watching myself. I'm getting to where I would prefer saying the appearing of the Lord rather than the coming of the Lord. I don't know, just for some reason, the coming of the Lord makes it sound like I'm a long ways away from him. You know, oh, the Lord's going to come and get me one of these days. Wonder how long it'll take him to get here. Wonder how far away I am. I'd just say the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, that grand and glorious appearance. Hallelujah. But as that day is approaching, and the evening time on the world, see, it's not really evening time for us. Why? Because there'll be light in the evening time. Oh, this blesses me. The evening time light. Aren't sunsets beautiful? Aren't sunrises beautiful? But that same light that shines in the evening time, it's from that same sun that came up in the morning back there in Jerusalem and shined in an upper room and baptized 120 believers with the Holy Ghost and fire. The same light in the evening is the same light that shines in the morning. So this evening time light, that's the only hope the world's going to have. When systems are failing, there's people that's going to come running. Some of your family members are going to come running. Some of those that decided they didn't want anything to do with you, they're going to come running. I'm talking about the evening time light. I'm talking about a revival in the evening time. Glory to God. We read about the revival. We call it revival, but the great move that took place in the morning, in the daybreak, that grand and glorious day up out of the tomb. And then when he poured out his spirit in the upper room, the breaking into a new day. But isn't it something? We're the appointed ones to be here. When the sun seems to be going down on all the world's systems. Some of you are really getting this. Glory. Here. All you've been through. All you've been through. Nobody knows like you. Nobody knows like you. I had to do a funeral service, and I had witnessed someone else doing this some years before. And not to copy them, it was just God put it in my spirit to do it. I told them, I said, bring me a pair of his shoes. I'll be there to do the service. But I said, I want you to bring me a pair of his shoes to that funeral. The whole family. That's mysterious. Why, Gene want us to bring a pair of shoes that belong to the deceased. They didn't question me. In fact, I told them, I said, don't question me, just bring them. And I had the shoes sitting there. I think I had them on his coffin. And there came a time and I said, we can judge this young man. We can judge the things that he'd done in life. We can judge the time he wrestled with drugs, which was pretty much all his life. And yet he tried so hard, wanted to serve God. Have you ever seen people that really wanted to serve God, but it seemed like they just couldn't conquer that one thing? These teachings will help us conquer. And it was so easy. Lord, his mom would go. She knew where, in fact, wasn't too far from here. It was over not far from Charlotte. His mom would go to the area where the drug dealers were that was getting her son the drugs. She said, Gene, I'd go there at night. People would tell me I was crazy. She said, I'd go there at night, and I'd pull right down on that street where they were all dealing. And she said, I would put my praise music CD in, and I'd roll my car windows down by herself, going to that area. And she said, I would go there, I'd turn my praise music up. And she said, it got to where the dealers would come over around me. Said, they'd stand there and listen to my CDs as I was playing praise music and praying for them. And she said, they were drawn to my automobile. And she said, I watched many of them weep and cry. And said, I love listening to your music when you pull in here like this. It got to where they'd watch over her. Oh, but there was somebody bigger than that watching over. Glory. There at the service, I got his shoes, and I took mine off. And I tried my best to get his shoe on my foot. And my foot wouldn't fit in his shoe. I couldn't walk in his shoes. They didn't fit me. I couldn't walk in them. So we don't know if we haven't walked in their shoes. All you've been through, we sing about it, through many toils and snares.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Many. I like you. I mean, I faced challenges in the past months I never dreamed I would face. I told some, even my family, I said, you can read about some things in books. You can get every medical book and read about some things, but you still don't know what the person's going through. Glory to God. Glory. I can see it. I can see it. I can see the sun casting her evening shadows upon this Babylonian system glory and some things failing. Seems like I can almost feel the spirit of Noah in here tonight. Glory. The sun started going down. Sky started being darkened. Thunder began to crash. The sun, the time came that the sun went down on Sodom and Gomorrah. Glory. Brother Wiseman, we can pray and we can change some things. There's one thing we can't change, and that's God's word.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Brother Wiseman.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory. Then if there are these workers of darkness, hallelujah. Have you ever thought about it? Why Bethlehem? Why not Jerusalem, the big capital? Why those shepherds? And maybe what God will have us on that morning. Why those shepherds? They didn't know, have to know mathematics, or they didn't know how to split an atom. They didn't have to be good with just speaking engagement vocabularies. Why those shepherds? When he was born, right in the shadow almost of the cathedral. But the message bypassed all that and went out to the sheep fields.
Yeah.
It seems like I can feel the presence of God walking amongst us right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Angels walking amongst us. Some of you do not know it. But honestly, hallelujah. It's as if there's angels walking amongst us tonight, handing swords out. Glory. To win that battle that you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the sword of the Spirit and cut your way through to victory.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I mean, look at the, I don't want to spend so much time on this part of it, but sometimes we've got to get the people's attention.
Yes, 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 yes.
Just Christmas Day, my wife and I were coming back into Cleveland, been over not far from Asheville, that area, Murphy. We were coming back into Cleveland, and as we, before we got into town, it looked like every fire truck, every police truck or automobile, every ambulance in Bradley County was out there. And obviously we knew it was something. But a little family of some friends of ours, mom, dad, mom was a school teacher, taught one of our children. And three children, the oldest one 7 or 8. A man crossed the median, hit him head on Christmas evening, about 6:30. Both cars flipped, 4 helicopters getting the people, taking them in. The dad died upon impact. The mom was fighting to live, but she ended up going to. 2 of the children, critical. 1 seeming to do better. On their way, a little family Christmas gathering. Tragedies are happening around the world.
Yes, yes.
Friend, the sun is casting her evening shadows. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
But there shall be light.
Yes, hallelujah.
There, it will be light in the evening time.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Well, if there are people fulfilling the prophecy to bring, now if you miss this, you're going to miss the whole message. Please don't miss this. Please don't miss this. If there are people fulfilling the scriptures of bringing in the darkness, and people are bringing it in, they're bringing in the darkness. Jude said, spots in a feast of charity, ordained to this ungodly condemnation. And if people are bringing in the darkness, and there shall be light in the evening time, then there's people appointed to just to be here to let your light shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory.
Yes, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to
you
God.
May never be a renowned speaker. You may never write a song that'll hit the top of the charts. Her name may never be on the cover of some Christian magazine or any other kind. But God's got to have some people here just to shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Holy Ghost presence. To just stand, having done all to stand, still stand.
Stand. Yeah.
God's got to have some people here like David when he said, from the rising of the sun, when it seems like it's rising, or when it seems like it's casting its evening shadow, there'll still be praise in the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you getting anything out of this?
Hallelujah.
Great God, I feel like I'm about to go through the roof right now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sometimes we think he's got to reach down his hand to catch us away. Sometimes they don't even have it fully quite yet figured out with their songs. Sometimes I think he's going to reach down and pick us up, and sometimes we think we're going to fly away. But glory to God, sometimes I feel like he gets so close in the spirit, I don't need him to come down here and spread wings. I just feel like shooting through the air like a cannon. Brother Wiseman, what's my calling? Am I called to teach? Am I called to write songs? And some people feel like me. I don't have any seemingly special quality, honestly, and I mean every word of that. You folks that have been around me, if you'd be totally honest, you'd have to say, I can't preach. I can't, but I could. I don't know how, but I know how to talk about Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I meet people that really can preach. And if I'm not careful, I'll go to envy in them. I mean, they know how. I do not know how. People has tried to instruct me. And when I get up, I think, all right, I'm going to follow those instructions. And the next thing I know, I'm going across the platform like this. Glory. I hope you're laughing with me and not at me. But honestly, I mean every word of that. But God just needs some people that'll just radiate with his love. A friend of mine, and he's one that gotten saved off the drug scene many years ago. You may have heard me share this. And I believe you heard me share it one time. And he was in Cleveland, and he went downtown, and this guy, you know, sort of a big bully type guy, looked at him and called him by his name. And he went up and grabbed him like this. My friend, he's a little guy. And that big guy shook him. He said, "You're always smiling." A friend of mine done the same thing you done. He looked back at him and smiled. What made the bully mad? He grabbed him again. He said, "I'm going to take my fist and knock that smile off your face." He looked up at him. You know, it's hard to pick a fight with somebody that won't fight back.
That's right. Amen.
The guy knocked him down on the ground. And that guy laying there looked up. It was Pat. And just laid there, looked up, grinning. And the guy got on top of him, straddling across his chest. He laid there smiling. The secretary of the ministry happened to be coming through town at that day that this friend of mine was with. She stopped her car, opened the door, looked out, called my friend's name. She said, "Is that you laying over on the ground fighting?" He looked at her and smiled and said, "Yes, Shelby, it's me." And she went on left him there, and the guy on top of him. After a while, the guy just got up and walked away. God's got to have some people that's going to radiate in this evening time.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Will you stand on your feet with me just for a minute? I mean, Jesus is here. It's not that he has been here. He's here right now.
He's here right now. Right now.
God hides him.